This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I've come to Bioparadís, which is the cinema right in the heart of the capital, sometimes thought of as a bit of an art house cinema. We'll get into that description in just a few minutes. It's also where the Stockfish Film Festival has taken place. We, of course, covered that on RÚV English Radio a couple of weeks ago. But I'm with Oli and Ausa today, who are going to talk through what I think of as Bioparadís letting its hair down a bit on a Friday night. The party screenings is how this loosely translate. You're sort of looking and laughing in a horrified way at that idea.
I just love the term letting your hair down. Yeah. I haven't heard that for a while. I gotta say.
Does it fit, do you think?
It does. What do you think, Ausa? I think it does, definitely.
Yeah, so we started this brand maybe 9 years ago when we thought, oh, what are we going to do on Friday nights? Because we, of course, are the one and only art house cinema in Reykjavik. And we are not screening the Hollywood blockbusters that are coming out usually on Fridays. So, of course, we wanted to have something counter-programming that kind of cinema culture here in Iceland. So we decided to make an advertise on our social medias. So we asked people, what do you want to see, you know? And they were like, oh, we want to see this and this and this. And everything was like classic cinema or instant cult cinema. And by this point, we already had Black Sundays, our cult program for Sundays that is curated by immensely popular cult icons in Iceland. Sigurjón Kjartansson, Sjón, the author, and Hugleikur Dagsson. And we were so happy that we could start this 9 years ago, and now we're just booming audiences every Friday night.
Yeah. And so the films that you can see on a Friday night here, they are big blockbuster films. They're classics, aren't they?
Tonight would be Shawshank Redemption, which actually I saw here in the cinema when it was at Ekboyen, way, way back ago.
Yeah, this film was like mostly requested on our social medias in 2023. So we, of course, had to program it. But, you know, the last screening of April is going to be the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Sing along.
Hello.
So that's audience participation.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
You got someone to clean all the bits of toast up? When they take us on.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of people cleaning it up. The staff hates us when we do that screening. And also the room screening, which is coming up in May.
4th of May.
Now tell me about The Room, because I've never seen it, but I know of it is that it's a cult disaster. Not a disaster movie, but a disastrously bad movie with a cult following.
Yeah, it became an instant cult because in 2003, you know, the reviewers were like, oh, this is the best, worst movie ever premiering. Yeah. And it's just a huge misunderstanding because it has this cultural things in it that are just obviously wrong. For example, we have the American football in the film, and everyone in the film throws the ball incorrectly. So you see, oh, the filmmaker is not American, apparently.
Just like basic production value errors.
Yes, the green screens were all off. You know, everyone, like the dialogues were off. And it became like this audience favorite, and they just wanted to see it like every year, and they bring their own things to the screenings.
Yeah, it's like a tea, no, not teaspoons, sorry. It was
spoons.
Spoons, yeah, spoons, but wooden spoons, where you can throw it at the screen at a certain point in the film. It's truly like an experience. Yeah. I've been to two, and it's so much fun.
Okay.
And it's always sold out, actually.
Yeah.
And you've got a program here that extends right into the summer, I think. In fact, you were talking before we switched on the microphone about scheduling September. So let's get a sense of, and there's a real mix of films here, let's get a sense of some of the films that are coming up in the next few weeks and months.
Yeah, so we have, of course, Jaws opening the summer program, but it's on May 17th. And then we have Greasing Along. And then we have a blend of a lot of audience favorites. For example, we have Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Such a good film.
Little Shop of Horrors, The Birdcage.
That was a personal request from my friends. Mm-hmm. And I got it through with Aus's help, and they're going to show up in drag on that screening. So, and they're all straight, by the way.
Right.
And they love that film, so it's going to be an interesting take.
I think we saw it when it came out,
yeah.
No pun intended,
yeah.
Which would have been, what, 2000?
I think it came 1996.
Was it as early
as
that?
Yeah, it's like late 90s.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a chance for people to see films that maybe they saw when they came out decades ago.
Oh, definitely. And it's always an experience to see it in a movie theater, not like at your house. It's a totally a thing where you come together and you experience it all together and you just have fun. You know?
And of course, you know, we screen Icelandic, older Icelandic titles. For example, we have a screening of Stella í Orlofi.
How would you say that in English? Stella Goes on Vacation.
Yeah, Stella Goes on Vacation on August 30th, and it's almost sold out because the Icelandic public, but of course, unfortunately, we don't have English subtitles, but there's a massive request from the audience to get the filmmakers to make a copy with that. But in that film, everyone knows each and every sentence of the film. Mm-hmm. And you can just hear the room just... it's very unique,
yeah,
I guess.
I love
right?
that film. I love that film. I know it by heart. I know it by heart.
But we have seen a lot of foreign-speaking people come to these Icelandic films just to, you know, experience the atmosphere.
This feels like a sort of Friday night club then. Do you have regulars that are just signed up to this idea?
Yeah. I would say so, yeah, definitely. It's, and plus we have a bar here, so you can take drinks inside the room and just like have fun with it, you know?
Yeah.
Just go all in.
Yeah, and I just think it's just so nice that you can have an impact on what we screen.
Yeah.
Because of course, if we have an open-ended conversation with our audiences, it's going to be so much fun if your idea is, screened, then you can bring your friends.
And I think as well, if anyone's not been here because maybe they do think of this as an art house cinema, they don't think of it as the place to see the blockbusters or whatever, it's worth saying that this is a beautiful classic cinema. So you get that classic, I always think of it as velvet, cinema experience as well, don't you?
Yeah, we bring, you know, the newest titles from the most renowned film festivals around the world. We get the winners from Cannes and Berlinale, and we also screen indie films from America and from all around the world, actually. So you can see the you know, art house or just crossover films here. For example, just on our schedule now, we have All of Us Strangers.
Beautiful film.
Yeah, a beautiful film. We have Perfect Days by Wim Wenders. We have Four Daughters coming up after Stockfish. This is a hybrid documentary that was nominated for the Oscars. So we have all the range. So it's like film festival 365 days here. But with this Friday night thing, we open up the cinema even more to widen the audience to the extent of, oh, I remember this film.
Yes.
But we try to have it more commercial, but of course some films are not. For example, one audience member was always requesting Muriel's Wedding. We were like, was that a hit? I don't know. And then we filled the house, all the rooms
was
here.
It full?
Yeah, it was 1, 2, and 3, like Muriel's Wedding.
That was a huge film.
Yes.
That was a huge film.
Yeah, but
millions of times. Actually.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that I didn't, you know, I thought it was would be more like Titanic or something like that.
Yes.
You know, in that.
Avatar.
Films which were absolutely, truly gigantic at the time, maybe haven't lasted the test of time as well as something like Muriel's Wedding or, of course, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You can see, like, today, like, music is coming back, like, old, like, all of a sudden, what's it, Tracy Chapman is with her song Fast Car, like, and it was released 40 years ago. So nostalgia is very, very in, I would say. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I was about to correct you when you said it was 40 years ago, but you're right, it is 40 years ago. It's absolutely horrifying.
You know what I mean?
So thank you for that.
Everything goes in circles, you know.
That's true of music as well because of streaming.
Exactly.
So a young person now these days has access to every piece of music that was ever recorded. It's not quite the same with film. but it's obviously much more accessible to investigate the history of cinema, and there's much less snobbery as a consequence, I think.
Yeah, I think the categorization of film or just the storytelling is very dangerous because you cannot classify something now and then it doesn't age well, or you don't have the same references of the now or the history of just communities or politics, or how do you like read your community. So film literacy is very important. And I think all films belong there, of course. But I saw that Alamo Drafthouse, they have started to have this category party screenings with classics. And I was like, wow, did they maybe, you know, steal this idea from us?
Yes.
Or something. Yes, they messed up.
And also just a word on Bioparadis as well itself, because in the last couple of years, there was some difficulty. The cinema was touch and go for a while as to whether it was going to survive. It's fantastic, isn't it, to see that it's thriving now. Oh, it's doing so well.
Definitely. I think, like, Iceland gained a lot when it came back. I wasn't working here at that time, so I don't know if you can comment on that more. Or so
this was just post-COVID, really, I suppose, wasn't it, when Bioparadis was in some difficulty?
Yeah, and I think that with COVID, of course, you know, the audience just really realized what it is important to attend the cinema, because this is a community. Mm-hmm. You get something for yourself. It's not the same to be isolated with your TV screen. I think the value of this, and I think this goes to all art houses in every country, that we got some strength out of COVID, actually, from the audience, just to appreciate this more, that this is an option, alternative option to the Hollywood. So, but of course we had difficulties. It was also just solved with, you know, the rental issue that we had here. But of course we worked that out, and we are just very happy at this moment. Yes.
Super happy.
Yes.
Super,
yes.
Super happy.
And in a great location in the center of the city as well. So you make this a part of a night out as well, possibly.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Definitely. And we're the only cinema downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point there were 6 cinemas downtown, or 5, I think. Yeah, now we're the only one, so that is a special novelty.
Yes.
I would definitely say, and that's our strength as well.
Well, these party showings, as we said, are incredibly popular. Do people need to? Would you advise that someone books a ticket in advance for a showing?
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
I would say so.
We have so many sold out shows, and what people don't realize is that people are booking those shows in advance.
Yeah.
And you know, and this is very popular also with tourists. We're trying to reach out to them that we have this option here, and they can come enjoy classic cinema here. But we also are screening Icelandic current films sometimes, or most of the time, with English subtitles. So this is also very good for accessibility to Icelandic film culture. Both for the inland audience and the foreign-speaking audience.
And so details on all of this on bioparadis.is,
yes.
bioparadis.is. Sure. Thank you both very much indeed.
Thank you.
I want to ask before we go, is there a film that you've had requested that you've not had a chance to show yet, or something that one of you would really like to see on a Friday night?
Oof, there's so many.
Now,
what
about
many? Should I go first?
Yes.
I need to think about this. Oh, I'm
all right. I'll ask Elsa. You can think about it.
My film that I would like to see, but nobody else would like to see on a Friday night party screening, is the film Festen, which is definitely not a party film.
Festen, yeah. The Danish one.
Yeah, the Danish one.
What happens in Festen?
It's a horrible. It's a horrible family thing.
Yeah, right.
Do I spoil it, Ole, or no?
No, no, spoil it.
Enough to say that by the sounds of it, it's not a party film for Friday night.
No.
Ole, have you come up with one?
Well, okay. There's one film that I really want to see. It's like from '93, which is like black cinema, called Menace to Society. I don't know if you heard about it. It's like a gang in LA. I love that film. I would love to see it on a party screening.
Okay.
Well, that's something to aim for, yeah. Perhaps, over the course.
Very, very different films.
Two very, very different films. One that's definitely not going to show on a Friday night by the sounds of it. Thank you both very much indeed.
Thank you.
Bioparadies.is, bioparadies.is is the place to go to find out more. I'm Darren Adam, and this is RUV English. Get in touch anytime. English@ruv.is.
There is more from RUV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RUV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RUV.